Good day, everyone. It's Simon Tomes here, Community Lead at Ministry of Testing, and welcome to episode 58 of This Week in Testing. Now, it's been a while. Feels like for those who are familiar with This Week in Testing, taking a little bit of time off. And I also, first of all, want to congratulate Ben Doan, who I can see in the audience there. Ben. Hey, Ben. Thank you so much for hosting This Week in Testing a couple of weeks ago. Having a look at some notes that we shared internally, seems like it was a very, very good session. And yeah, looking forward to hearing the recording. So we are now recording This Week in Testing. So if folks miss it, they can always jump in and pick up the recording anytime, because I do appreciate we cover a lot of stuff. So yeah, looking forward to having a listen back to that. It should be out in a couple of weeks' time as we get that out into the world. So thank you, Ben. So welcome, folks. So This Week in Testing, if you're new to this, this is a way for us to gather at the end of the week to reflect on how your week has been. So later on in a little bit, I'll invite anyone who is listening today to come up on stage. I will ask you how your week in testing has been, and we go from there. So perhaps you have someone in the community that you want to celebrate. Maybe you've seen something interesting, or you've been trying something out with your teammates, or just by yourself, and you want to share it, perhaps something that you've learned. Or maybe you're facing a challenge at work right now and you'd like some help. So you can pop up on stage in a bit and ask a question, and hopefully we can get some folks on stage to help you as well. So thank you so much. This is good. Good to be back. Looking forward to getting stuck in again with another This Week in Testing. I've kind of forgotten how to host these, so bear with me and let's see how things go. Just as a reminder, we do have a code of conduct here at Ministry of Testing. So if you do pop up on stage, please be mindful of the code of conduct. You can access that on ministryoftesting.com and have a look for the word conduct in the footer. All the details are in there. So let's have a look at what's been happening. Oh my goodness me, it's been another busy week for the community. And it was lovely to see a couple more people introduce themselves to the community. So I saw Connor, and they are new to testing, which is great to see there. Connor and Marem Safi, based in Tunisia. And they are a solo tester at their company at the moment. So both Connor and Marem, apologies for the mispronunciation. They introduced themselves on an introductions thread that we've got going on the club. So the club is our forum here at Ministry of Testing. It's a great way to connect with fellow testers, QA and quality engineering professionals, and anyone else who has an interest in testing. You can jump on that thread, introduce yourself, say hi. If you've done it before, please do it again. We start up every quarter, and it's a great way to reintroduce yourself. Maybe some things have changed since the last 3 months, when you might have posted in the past. So do say hi. It's lovely to meet you. So thank you to Connor and Maren for sharing. It was very cool to see Rahul Parwal celebrate the launch of our new course. So Prompting for Testers, exciting new course, worth checking out, available to all professional members here at Ministry of Testing. Just head over to ministryoftesting.com and you'll see it available there. So thinking ahead to some other exciting things that are happening. So next week we have a conference. It's an in-person conference. Over 500 people are attending it in Brighton in the United Kingdom. Absolutely excited that this is happening, and it's going to be great. I mean, there's a lot of preparation work going on behind the scenes, and it's coming together nicely. We've got a brilliant set of contributors and ambassadors who are supporting this, who are part of the Test Bash experience. And it was lovely to see that Louise Gibbs, she's very excited to share that she'll be running her sketchnoting activity session at Test Bash. So you can grab that in the mornings before we get officially started. Louise is a wonderful part of the community, and it'd be great to catch up in person with Louise. And also thinking about next week this time, well, actually a little bit later, but I'm going to try an experiment. We're actually going to run a This Week in Testing live at Test Bash. I'm going to be walking around with a microphone. We go live 1 hour later than typical, just because we don't want to catch the lunch rush. And I'm going to try and interview some people. I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm hopeful that people are up for it and they can have a chit chat. But if you can't attend Test Bash in person, perhaps this is one way for you to be part of the event, kind of get a sense of what the energy, the excitement, and some of the insights from the community. I'll be asking questions of people like, you know, what are some of your key takeaways? What are you getting out of this conference? And yeah, let's see how it goes. So yeah, do sign up for that. That is available now on our LinkedIn events page or on our LinkedIn page and look for events. So yes, it's a This Week in Testing Live at Test Bash special. A couple more events that are happening. We have the Test Exchange. Our next Test Exchange is available for people to sign up to. This is a great way to connect online. We ask some good questions to get to know each other. And then we jump into some breakout rooms, find out ways that we can help each other out. We share some of the skills that we have. We share some of the things that we want to learn about and find some matches, some exchanges. So October's one is live. You can go sign up for it now. Just head over to ministryoftesting.com/events and look for the Test Exchange. Talking of other new things, I saw that Nicola Martin, she has launched her Tech Pathways newsletter on LinkedIn. And Tech Pathways is your resource for insights, strategies, and inspiration tailored to women and diverse groups in tech. Absolutely do go sign up for it. The first edition is brilliant. You get to meet Nicola, understand who she is a little bit more. So good things to come from Nicola. So please do go check it out. So that's Nicola Martin, if you look for her on LinkedIn. I saw that the folks in Glasgow had a wonderful meetup. So thank you to Sumiera for sharing their experience. Sumiera Osgun. So if you look for her on LinkedIn, you'll be able to see a recent post celebrating Glasgow. Wonderful stuff. And there's another meetup happening next week, actually, on Thursday, the 12th of September in Berlin, in Germany. So if you're able to get yourself to Berlin on the 12th of September, we do encourage you to do so. Righty. So just going to dive into a few more things before I open it up to our wonderful audience to jump on stage today. So I want to say big congrats, huge congratulations to Cassandra H. Leung. They have now started a new role at Bayonex. So congratulations to Cassandra. Also, Natalia Burmai has joined Playroll as a lead quality engineer. So congratulations to Natalia. Natalia has been up on stage many times, actually, here at This Week in Testing, and has also joined us on the Testing Planet, which is our online kind of half-day event that we run most months. The next one being the end of this month, which is a Test Bash special, thinking about it. And then we've got another one in October called The Apprentice, which is all about supporting folks who are new to their testing career. But congratulations to you, Natalia. Great news. There's a lot of people who are open to work at the moment, and we have an initiative going on. It's an ongoing initiative. If you tag the Ministry of Testing LinkedIn page to say that you are open to work, we will repost that to our network. We have over 100 followers now on the Ministry of Testing LinkedIn page. So yeah, please do tag us if you are open to work. You know, our network is your network, and we will put it out there and support those who are currently looking for their next opportunity. So we've started tracking this data as well now. So we put out a poll, and we've done this for the last 4 months. And AJ Wilson, wonderful colleague here at Ministry of Testing, has put together our first analysis. So it's the first 3 months analysis. You can get it via ministryoftesting.com. Look for the link Trends. And it's called An Introduction to the Software Testing Edition of Open to Work. With your help, we're polling, inquiring, and supporting the testing job market. So some of the data I'm looking at now, I'm looking at a chart. We've got data for May, June, and July. Back in May, we had 681 people say they were open to work. In June, 1,212. And in July, 1,235. So we're tracking this data. AJ shares some commentary about that data and some of the fallibility of it and some of the ways we can use it to be helpful. So yeah, do go check it out. It's really interesting and fascinating stuff. And we continue to capture trends here at Ministry of Testing with the community, and the community are writing lots of trends articles. So do go check them out. The majority of them are available to our professional members, and some of them are open to all. But do go check them out. There's some really fascinating insight coming through all of the trends articles right now. In particular, I think I would say they're really useful if you are preparing for a meeting, or you have to do a presentation, or you're trying to influence some people within your company. You can refer to these trends articles. You know, we're soliciting a lot of data. We would say they are statistically significant because of the number of respondents tend to be super high. So you can use them to back up your arguments or your things that you're trying to push forward at your company. So I very much encourage you to go check out the trends if you've not done so already. Okie doke. So lots of essential stuff coming through as well. Some questions happening on the club. What is your favorite thing to test and why? So we noticed that Lee Marshall posted that on LinkedIn. I thought it would be a good one to also include on the club as well. So thank you, Lee, for doing that. What skills make you a good tester? Continues to be a hot topic. Jump on the club to get involved in that one. Matea asks, how do you know what to test? Great question. If you're new to testing, how do you know what to test? It's a good one, right? So do go help Matea share your thoughts on that topic. I also saw Daniel Knott putting out another video saying why values matter for software testers. So again, go check that out. Daniel is putting out lots of good stuff right now. Also, if you haven't spotted, just before I do open it up to the audience to jump up on stage, it is now possible to add memes to the Ministry of Testing website. So you may just think memes are, you know, stuff that we can laugh at and have fun. Of course we can. We love a good meme, right? Yet what we have noticed that it also informs insight. It tells us useful things. So when folks can now add a meme, they can also add a bit of commentary to sort of share the reason behind that meme. What is it saying? What is it telling us about our industry? What is it telling us about our roles as testing professionals? And also, if you want to just keep it light, you can keep it light as well and add something that, you know, will make the community laugh. So we need to smile at things as often as we possibly can. So yeah, do go check out the new memes. It is in beta at the moment. You can access that on ministryoftesting.com. Have a look into the insights section and you'll see memes. You can click on that, press the button, add your meme, and go for it. And in the meantime, if you don't want to add a meme, just check out the ones that have been added already. There's lots to laugh at and smile at. It's ace. Okay, folks, I think it's time to get some people up on stage. That's also probably a bit of time for me to pour myself a little cup of tea. So apologies for that noise in the background, but I will go put myself on silent for a little bit and then have a think about what you might want to come up on stage to share. Maybe you have a question. Maybe there's something that you've done this week that you'd like to talk about. Maybe there's someone in the community that you think is doing awesome things that you'd like to celebrate. Please do take a moment to do that today. And also, if you've not been up on stage before, I very much welcome you to do so. And of course, if this is a time where you've been on stage before lots of times, hey, still go for it. You're always welcome. I'm going to put myself on mute. Here we go. Al Goodall, wonderful to see you up on stage. How has your week in testing been?
Fraught, I think I'm gonna use the word. Nice. For some interesting reasons. But I think the first thing I'm gonna do is the eagle-eyed amongst you may note that I don't have a snazzy circle like Ben and Simon have got, and that I may have had one a few weeks ago, and there's reasons for that. Unfortunately, due to project commitments at work, I had to step down as an ambassador at Test Bash, which is gutting in the extreme. But the business priorities, unfortunately, had to take effect. But the one thing that I would say is I'd like to give, first of all, a big shout out to everyone who is taking part in helping make Test Bash this year hopefully something special. So for those people who are speaking, those people who are teaching, Ben, I see you, those people who are helping doing the registration, you literally have a galaxy of 1 million stars who are helping you, for those of you that are going, making Test Bash, as always, the awesome experience I've certainly found it to be. So certainly from my perspective, and this is from someone who isn't going, number one, if you are going, I hope you all have an amazing time. And of course, and to all the organisers and people who are helping take part, I know you'll all do a fantastic job. So I'll kick off with that. There we go.
Thank you for sharing, Al. Very kind of you to encourage everyone who's getting involved and supporting and making it happen. And yeah, absolutely gutted to hear that you're not able to join us this time round, yet completely understand priorities jump in the way and that's what happens. So yeah, gutted for you as well, Al, because I appreciate you. You love being part of Test Bash, and there will be other times. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So. But do take advantage of the opportunity. Those of you that are going as attendees for the first time, I think Lee, I don't want to quote from other people, but as Lee Rathbone has said when he was hosting a few, you only get out what you put in. So, you know, make the effort and you will, there are opportunities that you may not have thought of.
Absolutely, Al. Yeah, well, thank you. So, Al, you can probably see there's a whole load of people ready to join us on stage as well. So are you good for me to bring them up, or is there a specific topic beyond Test Bash that you also wanted to introduce?
I think besides Test Bash, I think the other interesting thing I'm going to talk about here ever so quick is the value of demos. I've recently, as a part of this project that I've been doing, a lot of sessions with other parts of the business and taking them through how things work. And actually them asking some really interesting questions about how this thing that I am working on, apologies, can't say, will fit in with their processes, or how their processes will have to adjust. So it's that's always been quite insightful into figuring out how other areas of the business operate. So anyway, there we go.
Oh, I love it. My mind instantly went to a diagram, the sort of, on one end you've got a scale, well, it's a scale diagram where you've got fit in or adjust, and where you can sort of place certain parts of the process or the current application where it's like, oh, this is going to be a super adjust. This would be, oh, this will just fit in and slot in nicely. Kind of my head was going for a visual representation. But, oh, that's cool that, yeah, it sounds like, because I know in previous episodes where you discussed like the power of being new and also just going, doing the rounds and asking lots of good questions to help people kind of reflect on what they already know and make them feel good about that, and also what the opportunity is. That's really cool, Al.
Very glad to hear that. Awesome.
Brill. Well, let's bring up a few more folks. I'm going to bring Ben and Betty up at the same time. And thank you, Karen and Alexander, for waiting patiently. I'll get you up after Ben and Betty, if that's okay. So let's just press the magic buttons from this side. Welcome, Ben, and Betty should also be joining us. Welcome, Betty. I'll start with Ben, because I think he had his hand up just off the bat as well. So Ben, how has your week in testing been?
Hello, Simon. Thank you very much. My week in testing has been very cool for a number of reasons. One was actually just goes back to the evening of just slightly last week, having a really awesome conversation with some of the very cool quality engineers I work with at Ada, and discussing all sorts of cool things about what it is to be a tester and a quality engineer, and about kind of quality engineers as technical leaders, which was a really cool conversation. And if you actually look at some of the posts coming out from my good friend and colleague Vernon Richards, some of that wisdom is distilled in some of his discussions about technical leadership and glue work, which is pretty cool. But that kind of filled me with a lot of joy about the job that I do, which was nice. And then the flip side, which is I have been rushing to prepare my workshop for Test Bash for this week, and some of it's looking very cool, but I have had to learn all sorts of things very quickly I wasn't expecting to have to do, like how on earth to make Docker images way smaller so that my lovely attendees of the workshop can spend less time downloading things and more time doing the workshop. So there's all sorts of fun little barriers and problems and detail which I've been learning very, very quickly, which has been quite interesting. And I recently got a new MacBook as my new personal dev machine, but switching back and forth between the MacBook and my Intel based desktop made me realize very quickly, I also have to compile these Docker images on the right architecture, otherwise other people won't be able to use them, which absolutely, I kind of knew that was a thing, but it blew my mind quite how badly it fails if you don't do that. So it's like, oh my goodness, after the workshop, which isn't about that, I like immediately need to start writing my next talk for just the stuff I learned preparing to run this workshop.
Good on you,
yeah,
Ben.
It's been a week.
Wow, it's so meta, but it's so important, right? Those little details, you're like, oh yeah, what about that? And what's that? And the context of a workshop environment versus a work environment, and that kind of extra pressure you may feel, understandably, and perhaps some of the anxiety that workshop attendees may feel because they feel the pressure of like, oh, I'm here to learn, but I'm also, I don't want to look silly, or I don't know what to do, and I can just feel quite overwhelming. So good on you for getting into the nitty gritty and kind of stepping in the shoes of your participants and going, oh yeah, where are they at? What machines are they going to be using? How can I make this accessible?
That's, I love it. You are so right, Simon. And some of the stuff that I'm working on that I'm still not quite ready yet is how can I make the instructions for my activities tiered in such a way as everyone can do a bit, most people can do the core of it, and those people who are way ahead and getting bored can go do a side quest.
Lovely thinking.
And that's kind of like the next levels of subtlety, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm also really looking forward to what Betty has to say. Welcome, Betty.
Yes, welcome, Betty. Thank you for joining us on stage. How has your week in testing been?
Thank you, Simon. Thank you, Ben. My week has been great. As a job seeker, I spent the week getting better at my skills like JavaScript and Python, and I also have a side gig where I do some work for some people in manual testing. And what else? I was applying for jobs. But what is most exciting for me was I was also preparing for the event next week. And I'd like to say that I'm so grateful to MOT for giving me a scholarship to the event next week. Yeah. So I applied to MOT, telling them that I was interested in attending and the fact that I was a job seeker and couldn't afford the tickets, and I got a scholarship. So yeah, thank you so much. Thank you, Ben. Thank you to everyone that's working behind the scenes to make the event a success. I'm so grateful and I'm so excited to have the opportunity to attend this event. I'm coming from France. I live in France. So I've been getting ready, buying my tickets and getting a place to stay. And I'm just looking forward to next week.
That is wonderful, Betty. And thank you for joining us on stage to share that. Oh, yeah, so excited for you to be part of Test Bash and get stuck in and to meet some brilliant folks in person and for them to meet you. I mean, that's so cool that they get to meet you as well, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, congrats. And I think, yeah, just kind of shout out to the scholarship fund. So for those listeners who are unfamiliar, so Ministry of Testing, whenever we co-create with anyone in the community, we will pay them a fee. So it could be that they write an article and we pay them a certain amount. They may develop a course and we pay that person for their work. They may speak at an event and we pay them for that. Some people choose to donate their fee to the scholarship fund. Ministry of Testing as a company matches that donation, and then folks can apply for the scholarship fund if they're not in a position to pay for, say, a ticket to a Test Bash, as Betty has mentioned, or perhaps a professional membership. And it's so cool that folks donate to the scholarship fund. A lot of those people don't want to make it public, and we absolutely respect that, but we see and hear those people. They are giving back to the community to allow folks to get more involved. So I'm so glad you took advantage of it, Betty, and went for it and put yourself forward for it. The community is better with people like yourself in the community going for it and really wanting to enhance your career and getting stuck in. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Simon.
And Betty, just whilst you're up here, and I know, thank you so much, Karen, Alexander and Mariam for waiting patiently. We will get you up on stage. Just out of interest, Betty, is there any kind of questions you might have about Test Bash that maybe we could answer and it would also help the audience today? That's something on your mind, or, you know, maybe a concern or something you're excited about? Like, could be anything, really.
Okay, so I've been reading a lot about it, so I kind of like know the activities for every day. But I was wondering, because it's an all-day event, how are we gonna get the chance to maybe network with people, and how are we gonna stay focused all day from morning till evening? Are there going to be breaks? Are there? So this is kind of like what I'm thinking about and wondering. Yeah,
you're welcome to take that one if you want. Yeah, absolutely.
Jump.
So I'm going to say three things, and what a fantastic question, Betty, because this really is so important. First of all, there are some breaks in the schedule. Like, don't be fooled. There definitely are some breaks where there are things in the schedule. There are lunch times. There's also a number of evening events that are really networking focused if you come to those. So there's the pre-Test Bash meetup on the Wednesday evening, which you need to register for. And if you haven't already, I think it's already in waiting list mode. But on the Thursday and the Friday evening, there are socials afterwards that a lot of people will go to, where people will spend a lot of time mostly chatting to other attendees, which is very awesome, as well as whatever else is going on. The other thing I will say is, now this is my third in-person Test Bash. My intention is really to try and find some time where there's a slot that I actually choose. Maybe I'm not going to go to the thing that's scheduled, and make myself a little bit of time to break from the thing. You're absolutely right. It can be super intense, but do not feel that you have to spend every single minute at a session. Also, to be fair, the being on the main stage and like consuming and listening to the talks can be pretty chill. Like, you can pay full attention, be taking notes, be 100% present and get a lot of value from that. But also, if you prefer, you can just kind of let it wash over you a bit, have a bit of a chill, get the learning, but without being like as intently present. And that can be a chill way to do it. I will defer to Simon. I think there will be a quiet room if you need to take a break. There often is at Test Bash. I can't remember off the top of my head where that would be. Do we have one?
Yes. I'm just checking on the map where we're putting it. I can't quite see it, but we do have one. But what I'll do, Betty, if you don't have access to it yet, I know we shared it on the Ministry of Testing Slack. So as all Test Bash attendees now have access or can get access to the Ministry of Testing Slack, there is a dedicated channel for Test Bash. So Deanna has been sharing lots of information in there, including a handy digital version of the schedule. So Betty, off the back of this call, I will send you a message. If we're not connected on LinkedIn, I'll try and find a way and I'll send you a link to that attachment. It's like a nifty two-page view where you can see the entire schedule. But yeah, amplifying your points, Ben, I think it can feel overwhelming, absolutely. Yet make it work for you, like step away, get some fresh air. We're kind of, the weather might be a bit hit and miss, who knows? But get some fresh air when you need it. There are dedicated breaks, as Ben has mentioned, and also just step away and walk around and kind of take it all in. I often find it's in the kind of informal settings where, like, I don't know, you're queuing up for the lunch buffet where you just end up having little chit chats with people, or you're just kind of moving from one place to another and you'll bump into someone in a queue, or you're like, oh, hey, how's it going? Or you might recognize someone from the online space and you'd be like, oh, I think I recognize you. You look different than your profile picture. Like, I know I look a lot younger in mine, thinking about it. I should update it. But anyway, there'd just be these informal moments where you might bump into people and just go for it. I think that another thing we also have is if someone's by themselves, we try our best to gauge whether that person is up for a chat. So not just like jumping straight into them going, hey, how's it going? Blah, 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 blah. More like, does that person seem like they might want a conversation? And I'll tend to go up to that person and say, hey, I see you're by yourself. Would you like to talk to someone? And if they're like, yeah, cool. And then kind of make that effort to chat with them. Or if they're like, no, I'm just having a bit of space by myself. Then there's a lot of respect for people and their individual space. But yeah, if you see someone by themselves, we do encourage you to go and say hi, but be mindful that they might just be enjoying a bit of time by themselves, taking it all in. But yeah, it's a great question, Betty. And it's a one that, yeah, is a kind of a reason to kind of feel like a little bit nervous about. And that's very normal. Like I'll be honest, I often get a bit overwhelmed in big crowds. So I know that I'll need moments where I'll step away and just leg it for like 5 minutes, go get some fresh air and then come back in. I've actually, just as a little side note, I've invested in some Loop earplugs. Not that this podcast is sponsored, but they seem really cool to help block out some noise if there's lots of noise and stuff. But let's see how I get on with them. But anyway, I kind of feel like I'm rambling a little bit now. But thank you so much for joining us, Betty. Please do stick around on the stage. Otherwise, I will look out for you next week in person.
Thank you so much, Simon. Thank you, Ben.
Good stuff. Okay, let's get Karen Todd up onto stage. Karen, welcome. Karen, it's great to see you here on This Week in Testing. How has your week been?
Hi there. My week's been full of Test Bash preparation as well. And I had a couple of extra notes to add on the topics that we've covered already, if that's okay.
100%. Yeah, go for it, Karen. Please jump on in.
Wonderful, because I feel like everyone's given so much wonderful advice for especially first-time attendees. And I'm so excited that Betty's coming. Betty, I wanted to extend an invitation to you specifically. I'm doing a workshop on day 2 in the afternoon, but if you can find me anytime before or after that, I will save one of my bracelets for you, because I hand out like friendship bracelets at conferences instead of business cards. And I would really like to connect with you while you're there, because Ministry of Testing is my favorite place on the internet, and this will be my first time at an in-person test bash.
Wow. Thank you so much, Karen. I'm looking forward to meeting you. I will look for you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. And I had a special message for Alistair. Is he still on here too? Yes. Great. Hey, Al, I know it absolutely stinks that you're not able to come and make it, but I wanted to let you know that the impact of the tough situation of yours has had a positive spin for one of my friends. Because now my good friend Richard Hinton gets to come be an ambassador for Test Bash, and he's wanted this for so long, and this was the only way he was going to be able to attend this year. And I just want to say that I hope that brings a little silver lining to whatever caused the fact that you can't be with us, and we'll be thinking of you.
That's very kind to share that, Karen. And yeah, so I mean, Karen, we've known each other online for ages, right? But we have never met in person. So I'm very excited to catch up and meet for reals. Yeah,
I got started with MOT. This was my very first conference was Test Bash Home, I want to say, in 2022, the 24-hour conference, all online. It was so incredible. And from that moment on, I just fell in love with all these beautiful people in the community and kind of had to step away because I moved countries this year. But I'm really looking forward to meeting some of my friends that I've loved for so long in person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And how are things going with your prep for your workshop? Not to put you on the spot, you don't have to share anything.
I'm
just excited for what you got to share.
Yeah, Vernon Richards and I have been working really hard on this for months now. And, I'm finishing up a few teeny tiny polish pieces, but overall, pretty much everything is ready to go for next week. We've got awesome slides. We've got awesome stories. We've got really practical applications for people who, might be on stage for the first time in this weekend testing and decide they want to take that a little further and do some public speaking. You know, our workshop is called Your Name Here. It's all about how to write abstracts to send off to conferences. And by the end of the workshop, you should have a working abstract to get further feedback or take to submit to conferences.
Love it. It's so practical. Yeah. And it just, that kind of boost for folks who are like, oh, I could do this, but maybe I'm not good enough. Or like, why would someone want to hear from me? And it's like, I know they will come away from your workshop going, yeah, I can do this. Like, why would I not put myself forward? And I can put myself forward and I can go for it.
Yeah, really we'll powerful. Address... We'll address all of those things that hold you back. Absolutely.
Love it. That's so cool, Karen. And apart from kind of getting set for Test Bash, how has the rest of your week been?
Oh, it's been wonderful. I've been doing some writing, been doing some work on the other conference that I'm going to directly after Test Bash. So that's fun. just generally really enjoying settling into my life living in the Netherlands now. I'm still looking for a client at work. So I don't have a specific assignment right now because you know how summer holidays are. It's just hard to get a hold of people. Plus the job market as it is right now is just abysmal. But I'm well taken care of with my consultancy, just kind of working on all of the prep for the conferences this fall right now.
Loving it. It's so cool.
Yeah.
And really appreciate you, Karen, sharing your journey with the community on your move from the US to the Netherlands. It's great. You know, you've been so open and just sharing your story. You know, that's going to inspire and already has inspired a whole ton of people. Just about, if you want to go for it, you got to go for it. And all the kind of the roller coaster that involves going on. I'm so glad to hear that you're finding kind of an awesome life in the Netherlands. It sounds so cool. Really, really.
Absolutely. Happy. I'm all about sharing what I learn with others, that if I can make it easier on somebody else through my mistakes, all the better.
I'm hearing you, Karen. I'm hearing you.
Well, thanks for letting me take some time up here. And Betty, I will see you next week. Ben, I'll see you next week. Simon, oh, can't wait.
Loving it. Thank you so much for joining us, Karen. Yeah, stick around. Of course, stick around. We've got about, just going to do a quick time check, about 15 or so minutes before we wrap up today. But yeah, Karen, feel free to stick around on the stage and jump in. So we've got Alexander waiting ever so patiently. Thank you, Alexander. I'm going to get you up on stage now with the special allowed to speak button. Alexander, you are now allowed to speak. How's your week in testing been?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can hear you well. Thank you for joining us.
Okay. Yeah, thanks a lot. And yeah, so my week was like a continuation of the previous week after the vacation. So it was a lot of different things that I need to handle at once. But fortunately, I will get over it and I will finally start to write the article for Ministry of Testing these weekends. I hope I will get it fast for review. Regarding the question about the focus, so what I can advise, how to stay focused on the things during the day. Actually, it's pretty, for me, it's obvious. It's not obvious for everybody, but it's just setting up a clear, tiny little goals for each day. And the goals can be not only connected to the work, but to anything that you need to do. And like having blocks of times, maybe using Pomodoro technique, or something else, and just concentrating on the most valuable things that you need to do and doing it. And of course, as it's mentioned, it is not possible that it will be like 100% focus for a day. It's totally not possible, but in that case, you will be able to achieve a little bit more. And regarding the big thing that I want to mention is I want to highlight the importance of nodes for software testers and every engineer. I started to take to research note-taking tools and note-taking approaches for almost like 2 years or maybe 3 years. I used a lot of approaches, but for now, what it gives me, it's first of all, it actually really nice that I can search for any question, not in the internet, but in my local version of the internet that is filtered for me. And also it enables me to write about a lot of stuff and to, for example, if I have some idea, I can search in this personal knowledge management application or something, and I can come up with some connected ideas. For example, if I think about testing some particular thing, I can remember that it is something connected that I write in one book, in the second book, and in the third book, in some articles. So then I can get everything in one place and maybe to mix those ideas or to get something new out of those ideas, because basically creativity is just mixing up the existing ideas and getting in some new. So yeah, note taking is really best thing that I see right now and actually it is best thing when you are working more and more in the modern world where we have a lot of things that we need to remember. So note taking is good.
I'm loving hearing that, Alexander, and thank you for sharing a little bit about your process and how you kind of make your note-taking work. Yeah, that's very cool. I mean, kind of speaking openly, we do a lot of note-taking here at Ministry of Testing. So we manually type out a daily diary of everything that we see in the community, and we take notes and we observe stuff and we spot patterns and we tag things with all sorts of different tags, like based on topic, just so many different things. And yeah, we're using kind of a note-taking tool that allows us to spot patterns and connect nodes and things like that, because it just it becomes our second brain and it becomes our knowledge management tool. And as you say, Alexander, it's great for sparking ideas. You know, we may add something and go, oh, we may never look at that ever again. Or it may just suddenly reveal itself in, say, 3 months' time. And we'd be like, oh, yeah, we can spot that. Everyone keeps talking about this thing all the time. Like, we can see a trend now, for example. And our tooling will help us discover that stuff. And we're like, you know, this is important for the community. We should be encouraging more folks to explore it, or how can we support people when they're talking about this particular thing? And our tooling does that for us. It is our second brain. And it's emergent, like the way we started it at the start of this year. We had no idea how it would kind of evolve into what it is now, and it continues to emerge. And I think community, as Rosie Sherry often says, who's the founder of Ministry of Testing, that community is emergent. Yes, we may have goals and ambitions as a community, yet we never quite know what's going to happen and how we can best support that community. So yeah, we see things emerge, and we spot things as a community that perhaps we wouldn't have been able to. And a lot of that comes from this data that we type in, all the good stuff that's happening in the community. Like right now, I'm looking at my notes. I go through those notes at the start of this week in testing. Sorry if I'm getting a bit meta here, but just to give you an example. And then those notes then form the things that I write in our weekly newsletter. So for those who are unfamiliar, we have a weekly newsletter that people can get at ministryoftesting.com/newsletter. And that is just our observations of what's happening in the community, what this person said, who this person's talking about, who this person's amplifying. And it's great. So yeah, big fan of note taking. And I think, perhaps we should do more on that. I seem to think maybe we don't talk enough about the power of note taking. So maybe there's an opportunity, Alexander. I know you've got your other article to get through, and honestly, there's zero pressure to get that one out. But very cool that you're doing that. But maybe the next one could be around note taking and the opportunities that we have when it comes to that.
Yeah, I think totally I can work on this article and share my experiences as well, because I used a lot of approaches. Some work for me, some are not working for me at all, because it's like for everybody, like every person is unique and we need to find the way that works for us. But another thing that also note-taking is really good is for learning and for retaining information. Because I think, like I see right now in most of the courses that we have on the internet, we have one little problem, not in the courses per se, but for how people attend those courses or get some this information. They are listening to the information, they are processing it, maybe to learn a bit, like 1-2%, and then they are just not practicing it. And over the time, maybe in 2 weeks, in months, they just forget everything, or maybe most of the content. And that's, I think, the big problem, because we are learning right now a lot, but we, in order to progress, in order to, let's say, get to the bigger, let's say, positions and to do interesting stuff, we need to be able to practice the knowledge and to retain the knowledge. And it is also another topic that we can talk about.
Yeah, I'm hearing you there, Alexander. And Ben, Betty, and Karen, feel free to jump in if you've got some thoughts about note-taking. Perhaps you tried some note-taking techniques, or you are an avid note-taker already, and perhaps you want to jump on in and share some thoughts about this topic.
Yeah, sure. I think one of the best benefits about note-taking is that when you hand something over or when someone else comes to learn behind you, that it's that much easier to pick up on where you've been, what you've already tried, the knowledge that you've gained and how you got to where you are. Because giving that roadmap to someone, even though they might not be on the same journey, it might help inspire them to think in new ways that maybe they wouldn't have understood something. Like specifically when I go to conferences, I always make sure that I try to compare notes with some of my friends who maybe even attended the same sessions as I did. Because while I'm writing something down, I might miss an important piece of the presentation that, you know, my other friend who was just listening maybe got down immediately and it really made an impact on them. So when we compare our notes afterwards, then we each get new insights. And so I think that's one of the best benefits of having these repositories of knowledge is that you can share them.
Yeah, I love it, Karen. Jump on in there, Ben. Go for it.
Yeah, one of the things I'd like to add is for testing and taking testing notes while you're testing, especially one of my favorite things is when I do paired or exploratory testing is having some kind of what I like to call multiplayer tool for doing notes so that you can see each other's edits as you go along. That could be a Google Doc or Word probably supports this now, or it could be a Confluence page, whatever it is, having some kind of multiplayer note-taking process and then having the discipline to do a little bit, take a note, do a little bit, take a note, or even write the note of the thing you're intending to do next, do the thing, reflect on it. Was the note you made of the thing you expected, did it add up? Is really powerful, because one thing I've noticed is that that kind of discipline of just paying attention to what you expect is about to happen to the level of detail of writing it down helps focus the group, especially for those people who aren't as experienced in testing as their day job, think about the system behavior. And sometimes just asking the question, okay, what are we going to do next? What do we expect is going to happen? Can prompt in a developer or a product person or anyone that I'm supporting to actually do the testing to actually think for a minute, huh, I think I know what's going to happen, but actually now I've come to actually have to write down the description of the thing I think it's going to happen. Now I'm questioning it. Like I was confident and now all of a sudden I'm like, but what will happen? Hang on, let's figure that out. Like, so the it can be quite powerful to almost proactively take notes of what you think is about and then take the note of what did happen. And like I say, 100% encourage people to do multiplayer notes. I've also done a similar thing where a big shout out to MOT and MOT Pro. One of the ways I use my MOT Pro is I do watch parties. So I don't share access to the platform. I don't download videos and share them around. But what I do is I'll have an hour session where I will play back and share in a conference call with other people at the company a particular talk, a previous test bash talk, whatever it is, and I'll get the people who are watching to take notes as we go along. And then after the session, we will compare notes and use those notes to kind of say, okay, what did we like? What do we question? How could we use this at Ada? How could we use this in our team? Whatever else. And yeah, again, multiplayer notes, big plus, because I can't remember who the quote is from, but there's a great quote about the hardest part of communication or the biggest myth of communication is that it happened. And I think that multiplayer notes is a really good way to do a better job of making sure communication happened.
I love it, Ben. Great advice. And it's so cool that you take advantage of your professional membership in that way. Absolutely. And you've also reminded me, funnily enough, made a note of it whilst we were chatting earlier on, but forgot to mention it, that for yourself, Betty, and other attendees of this Test Bash next week, all of the talks will be recorded. So if there's something you missed, or even if you attended it and you're like, oh, I want to go back to that one again, typically about 3 to 4 weeks after the event, once we've got all the videos edited, trimmed and tidied up and all that good stuff, they're available to come back to with a professional membership. And also, if you have just bought a Test Bash ticket, you get access to those recordings as part of your ticket. And that's great. I find myself coming back to stuff where I was like, I was sat there watching this and now I watch it again. It's just, you just get a different perspective and you can come back to it in a different headspace and then to your point there, Karen, it's like you see things that perhaps you didn't see before, and maybe you're in a different place, and it's very cool to do that. Of course, very much appreciate that takes time and effort, yet I think if people can carve it out as part of their week to, maybe do one talk a week, I mean, that's a fantastic habit to build, to spark ideas and share that with your team. And also, if you're able to do it with your team, as you say, Ben, and take notes collaboratively, that's even cooler. Good stuff. Well, folks, I am just doing a quick time check, and it is coming to the end of This Week in Testing. So I'm just going to do a bit of a wrap up, remind folks of a few other things that we've got going on. The professional membership, as Ben had mentioned, you get all sorts with your professional membership. So if you want to find out a little bit more about that, I encourage you, if it's not on your radar, to head over to ministryoftesting.com/membership. You can get all the deets on what's available with a professional membership. Definitely worth checking out. There's lots of good folks who take advantage of that and also encourage their company to pay for it as part of their learning and development budget. It is great value and definitely worth checking out. If folks really want to go for it, they can also commit to an unlimited membership. And again, there's some details about that membership on the membership page as well. So Alexander mentioned that he is writing an article. So that is just one way that you can get involved with Ministry of Testing. So if there's something that you want to share with the community, we can work with you. We've got a team here that is a number of editors that can help you write an article that can get published on Ministry of Testing. We will pay you for your efforts and your time. And there's other ways to get involved as well, whether it's speaking at some of our online events, helping out in various ways. But you can access all of the ways to get involved on our contribution page. So look out for our Ministry of Testing continuous call for contributions. There's a little form that you can fill out. It's very straightforward. And we review this most weeks. We have a look at stuff coming in and we think, oh yeah, that would be a great short talk. Or maybe this person could do an Ask Me Anything session. Or maybe they could write an article, or perhaps they could end up building out a course. It's a great way to start working with Ministry of Testing. So all you need to do is head over to ministryoftesting.com/contribute. Okay, folks, I think it's time for us to wrap up. Very grateful for everyone who has been part of This Week in Testing today. Thank you, as always, to our listeners and for sticking with us. Thank you to Al, Ben, Betty, Karen, and Alexander for joining us. Sorry to those that didn't quite make it on stage. I saw Isren had his hand up earlier on. Hope you're doing well, Isren. But do take care, folks. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we will speak with you soon. Bye for now, everyone. Take care.